Unit 2. Advertising. Listening and speaking. D. Listen to the statements and choose the right responses.
1. Are you influenced by TV advertising?
2. How does this new advertisement run?
3. Mr. Smith, what do you think of the advertisement?
4. Would you like to come for the making of the advertisement?
5. Thank you very much for showing me the advertisement.
E. Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer.
1. Excuse me, where did you get to know about the product?
From your advertisement on TV.
Question. Where did the man get to know about the product? 2. Does your company still need a secretary, sir?
Yes, we need a secretary in the advertising department.
Question. Which department is to hire a secretary? 3. They say Coming Home is showing at the Peace Cinema.
Yes, you can find it in this entertainment's guide.
Question. What does the man want to show the woman? 4. What kind of advertisements do you like best?
My favorite advertisements are those for cars. What's yours?
Question. What might be the man's favorite advertisements? 5. Many people think advertisements are very unpleasant.
Yes, so advertisements should be limited.
Question. What does the man think of advertisements?
F. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Hi, Jack. Where can I find the apartment ads for rent?
Oh, you can look at the newspaper's classified section.
The apartments there are mostly far from the school.
Then you can find many good apartments for rent in the library.
Yeah, on the bulletin board at the door, right?
Yes.
How do you know they're good?
Cheap and close to school.
I see. Thank you.
You are welcome. G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
You look strong.
Because I always drink Meng Niu milk. I am as strong as a bear.
What? Don't be so silly. I never believe any advertisement.
Why not? It can tell us what is good for us to buy.
Advertisements make us want too many. The only purpose of advertising is to sell goods.
But advertisement has another equally important function, to inform. A lot of knowledge about household goods, devices, is largely from the advertisements. Advertisements introduce us to new products.
It teaches us to be consumers, to value material things above all else. The value of a person seems to depend upon the products he uses.
Oh, we treat this question from different angles.
Advertisements lead to a feint that there are instant solutions to life's complex problem.
Questions. 1. How does John look?
2. Why does John believe in advertisements?
3. How do Jane and John look at advertisements? H. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
Advertising gives the impression, especially to children, that they can and should have everything they want. This makes people too interested in material things. People are becoming more selfish and obsessed with their possessions, and losing their values of patience, hard work, moderation, and the importance of non-material things like family and friends. This harms their relationships and their personal development, which has serious effects on society as a whole. Advertisers don't have the good of society in mind when they do their work. They only care about making profit. This means that they regularly advertise unhealthy or harmful things. Fast food adverts are a large part of the reason so many children are obese. The adverts just try to make children eat as much food as possible without any concern for the health costs.